perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. This is Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder, and it's a pleasure to have you joining us no matter where you are listening from. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of our ministry. I want to remind you that you can head over to our website, patchworkheart.org, to check out the many different things we have going on over there. Everything from our own blog all the way to booking us for speaking engagements and everything else. So super excited to have you go over to patchworkheart.org to check out more about our ministry. But I don't want to spend too much time talking about ourselves today because I have a great guest. His name is John Bender, and he is a blogger with the Faith, Hope, and Love blog. All you have to do is go to the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com, and that is his blog. In addition, he is a husband married to his wife, Morgan, and they have two beautiful kids living here in Milwaukee. So, John, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for joining me today on Young Catholics Respond.
Absolutely, Bill. Thank you. A big fan of the program. Thanks again.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to talk with you a little bit about your faith journey first in the program. You know, I imagine you were not a blogger at age two. So I kind of want to get your faith journey a little bit for our listeners and help them understand your journey through and, you know, what it means to be Catholic and all that. So I'll let you talk a little bit about that first.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I was my upbringing a little bit. I was born I'm part of a big Catholic family, traditional, five kids. I'm the oldest of five. You know, growing up, we were always affectionately known as Team Bender. Going up into the sacristy, as my siblings and my mom were very much involved at Mass. My mom was a lector. My dad volunteers at a food kitchen or a food pantry. He does cooking demos there. My siblings and I were altar servers. I myself was an altar server, a lector, a cantor, choir member. I just grew up with the Catholic faith. Loved it and continue to love it. Now it kind of comes full circle now with my wife and kids. And sending my son now to starting Catholic education, you know, so now taking the reins now from my parents and my wife's parents and bringing up our kids in the Catholic faith. And so that kind of transitions me into, you know, now I want to inspire other people my age. You know, I'm a young father, young dad. So I want to, whatever lessons I've learned and continue to learn, I want to continue to share those with as many people as I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there any particular moment in your faith life when it became real for you, John? You know, I mean, you know, you talked a lot about being involved at Mass and, you know, your family being super involved, but, you know, there's that moment in our faith lives when, you know, we go from involvement into the discipleship portion of our faith walk. Was there a part in your young life when you were, you know, maybe a teenager or even younger, when you encountered the person of Jesus and what did that do in your life?
Yeah, I think it really started to really become serious for me was at my confirmation. you know, when I had confirmation retreat, it was just a profound experience for me. You know, when you go away for the first time, you know, with some of your classmates in your confirmation class, you know, and you have a profound experience, an overwhelming experience. You can feel the Holy Spirit really come into you and know that now you are a full member of the church. And now it's your responsibility to carry that on into your adult life. So, you know, I can just remember reading personal letters and sent to me from family members and friends and just feeling overwhelmed and just filled with so much love. And then just inspiration to continue on, you know, the Catholic faith that I grew up with and now on into my adult years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for those people who might not know about those love letters, they are incredibly powerful. I don't know how many people have encountered that in their young faith as a young adult, but I know that it's an incredibly powerful moment, especially on confirmation retreats where family members write letters to the confirmants, just telling them how much they love them. You know, and that's pretty incredible when you think about it. It's not something that I encountered until I went to college and I went on a college retreat because I was I grew up in Philadelphia. So I was confirmed when I was in sixth grade. So our confirmation retreat wasn't necessarily something where we had that opportunity to encounter that. But when I was in college, it was incredibly powerful. I went on a college retreat, and so that's something that, you know, young parents, parents of you know, teenagers out there listening to this program, really put some thought into that, because I know in your story it made an impact, but I know start thinking about that now, especially if you have young kids, right?
Yeah.
What you're gonna write in that letter, and what are they talking about when they're younger? You know, in their faith life. So just keep a book of those spiritual memories, their first communions, their first moments with God. Keep that spiritual book open, and just even take notes over that period of time when you get to doing that powerful encounter with the Lord. So wonderful to hear that you had that wonderful encounter. So what does that look like for you, now? What does your relationship look like with you now? Obviously, you're married. You have two beautiful kids. So just talk to us a little bit about your faith walk and how that's transitioned into adulthood for you, and what you're doing currently to live your faith out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, through my younger adult years, I was very much involved, continuing to be involved as a cantor at Mass. Actually, I started going to different young adult events in the Milwaukee area. A couple of things come to mind. Corey Azu is a beautiful event that's at St. Robert's Parish in Shorewood. It happens every Wednesday night. They have Eucharistic Adoration and Mass. It's mostly, it's really geared toward UWM Catholic students. But anyone can go, any age is welcome. So I started going to to those events, started going to Arise Milwaukee events all over the Archdiocese. This was really feeling on fire. I feel like I've been on fire for a while. And then eventually I met my wife Morgan at a Koryezu event, and things just took off from there. She has really continued to fuel that fire for me in the Catholic faith. She, of course, is a product of Catholic schools in the Milwaukee area too. Included a graduate of Marquette University, and continuing on now with our own kids, sending our oldest son now to Catholic school for the first time this year. So just starting to share those same messages that we learned, starting to slowly share them with him. So like I said, it's become full circle now, everything. So now I'm the one in charge of making sure that our kids, along with my wife, get the best Catholic education that they can, and continue to grow in their relationship with God.
Yeah. Just how beautiful is that? What a beautiful, beautiful story that you have, and leading others, in the faith and carrying on the generation of, the chain of witnesses, as our church says, teaching our children, continuing the faith on. There's a priest that I used to work for that would say all the time that the Catholic Church is only one generation from becoming extinct. And if we don't pass the faith on to our children, if we don't take those opportunities to intentionally do that, I think that's one of the big things that we have to look at, is intentionally, inserting the faith into people's lives. They, unfortunately, it is rare when the people have this lightning bolt experience as an adult or whatever. You know, if we intentionally teach our children about the faith, that lightning bolt experience, you know, will be a deeper and more powerful one versus having to go back and relearn the catechism, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So I think that, you know, God, of course, can reach into any situation, but I think for young adults out there that are listening to this, really take some time to pray and to think about how you're going to lead your family, you know, intentionally. And I see that all over your story as I just am taking notes and listening to you talk. I just see that all over your story is the intentionality from your parents to pass it on to you. And your intentionality to pass it on to your children. So what a beautiful story and a beautiful way to really relate to others. I wanna take a short break here, John, because we're coming up on that time. And then when we come back, I'm going to continue to talk with you a little bit about the blog, because this blog is very, very powerful. It's a wonderful resource for people all over the country, really. Of course, it has a Milwaukee flavor, much like this program does, Milwaukee flavor
right.
here.
Right.
But I'll tell you, it really is a beautiful blog for people all over the country, all over the world to read. And I want to make sure we spend some time talking about that and how that came to be as well. So we're going to take that short break here on Young Catholics Respond. And then when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with John Bender. This is Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder. Don't go anywhere.
Please join Arise Milwaukee for special prayer and worship events on Friday, March 13th and Saturday, March 14th at Carroll University in Waukesha. All ages are welcome at the Arise Milwaukee Worship Night on Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Join us for adoration, prayer, encouraging messages, and worship. Free childcare will be offered and no registration is required. On Saturday, middle and high school students gather for the 15th annual Wisconsin Catholic Youth Rally. Together in fellowship, they'll hear relevant and encouraging talks, be led in prayerful worship, and have the opportunities to receive the sacrament of reconciliation and attend Mass. Please join us for these special Arise Milwaukee events featuring conference speakers Nick Frank and Lauren Wright and worship led by the Josh Blakesley Band. You'll hear who Jesus is, be invited to consider your need for Him, and encounter Him in the Blessed Sacrament. We look forward to praying with you at Carroll University on March 13th and 14th. To learn more and to register for the Saturday Youth Event, please visit arisemke.org.
The St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for Freedom, Family, and Faith offers prayerful accompaniment for those who are affected by divorce and separation. We offer free online support meetings for those affected by divorce and for adult children of divorce. You can learn more about us at nonatus.org. That's nonatus.org. Text or call 215-870-9913.
At times it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and His message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE. Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147, or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org. The Contemplative Stations of the Cross audio devotional is now available from Patchwork Heart Ministry. This devotional features an introduction and overview
of the theology, history, and spirituality of the Stations of the Cross by Father Bill Zimmer, a priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, along with an audio version of the Contemplative Stations of the Cross led by author Bill Snyder, and the Stabat Mater, chanted in Latin by Marissa Ellison. CDs are $7.99, and digital downloads are only $3.99. Copies may be purchased by visiting patchworkheart.org or calling 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered: How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
This is Martha Fernandez-Sardina with your Love Minute, brought to you by rememberyouareloved.com. God is so in love with you. God is so committed to you. God so wants you to be like Him, like your daddy, Abba, that you are worth sanctifying. The Holy Spirit has been sent to us precisely to work our transformation from the inside out. St. Paul tells us in Romans 5 that the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So what is sanctification? What is holiness? It is responding fully and daily to the love of God poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit so that we might indeed become like God who is love. Are you ready for some holiness? Are you ready for some love? Get love and give love, and you will become a saint. For more on love, find us at facebook.com/rememberyouareloved. And remember, you are loved.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder. Today, my guest is John Bender. He is the blogger at the Faith, Hope, and Love loveblog.blogspot.com. It's a free blog. It's out there for everybody to read, and it's just absolutely beautiful. You know, when you open it up, there's a beautiful picture of a high altar and a cross. So you know it's instantly Catholic. And you know, I want to ask you, John, just a little bit about how it came to be. How did the blog, you know, did it grow out of your heart and Morgan's heart to really blog and start this ministry? Because it really is a ministry.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been blogging since almost my high school years, the beginning of my high school years. I had a couple different blogs throughout my lifetime. My mom actually got me started on writing a Catholic blog. I saw her because she started a Catholic blog when I was growing up. So I got inspired and motivated to start my own back growing up. So now I've started to do this new blog. I initially started with my wife. It's called The Faith and Faith, Hope, and Love with John Bender. Just really want to share personal stories of faith. I do some interviews of Milwaukee Catholics. I just recently did one with Kendra Von Esch, who's in the Illinois area. But I've done other ones with priests and different personalities in the Milwaukee area that are Catholic and want to share their story and are comfortable sharing their stories. And then there's also some news-related items. Just seeking to inspire, young Catholics and really any Catholic of any age, but just in the Milwaukee area, and encourage them. I think Jesus is needed more than ever. And so I just started this blog to share my faith and hopefully grow relationship with other people just start to help people grow in their relationship with God on their own.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of the people that you've talked to and some of the topics you've covered are very, very cool. Particularly enjoy when you're able to talk to and interview different people in the Milwaukee area, people that have made an impact in the world, even, the shrines you get to talk about and, the different, the different places to go visit when people come here. There are so many different ways that you really, highlight, even the Archdiocese, you highlight the different events that are going on. Milwaukee's getting a lot of press right now with some of the things that are going to be coming up this summer and some of the large events. Of course, we have the Democratic National Convention. There's going to be a ton of people here. You're going to have the, Summerfest as always and all the different festivals. So many people travel into Milwaukee. They really do, right? And so I encourage people who are traveling here or visit here, have family here, to read the blog, because there's so many different, places to go and places to see and to live out your Catholic faith while you're here. It's a beautiful thing to just go do and read and encounter the Holy Spirit through John's words, because it really is an awesome mission, and you can tell you've been doing it for a long time, John. Really?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I want to add to you, to your point, you make a great point that there are so many beautiful and historic Catholic churches in Milwaukee. So, like you mentioned, the DNC coming here in the summer and all the different events. I mean, there are plenty of options for you to go for Mass here. So I can highlight some of those. I'm sure coming up in the blog, there are a whole bunch of other blog resources and news outlets that talk about them as well. I myself, I'm not a theologian. I'm not an expert. I just share what I know, my own personal things. And, I feel like it brings a different perspective. I'm not an expert, but I just have that fire to want to share my own stories and things that I feel impact me in my own life and hopefully can impact others.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you something too, John, that's a great mentality to have, because I think the vast majority of people out there, including myself, consider ourselves just regular Catholics. It's not like we're, the next Dr. Scott Hahn or anything like that. We're just out there trying to live our faith, and what better place to be inspired than living our faith as a regular, plain old, devoted Catholic with other devoted Catholics that we're seeing at Mass or at Cor Jesu or at events or at conferences. What a great way to just be connecting with others on that level without having to, understand all the different, theological points. I feel that way too, bringing people in, interviewing people that are a lot smarter than I am, that's what I always say.
Right.
I always interview people a lot smarter than I am. And I always talk to people about their mission and their ministry because, I feel that that is ministry in itself, just, you know. And so what a beautiful ministry you have, reaching out to people in the written form, telling people about what's going on here, providing different interviews with personalities and people, and even some news related events, you know. So I look forward to, you know, continuing to read you and continuing to keep the pulse on the finger of Milwaukee's Catholic Church through your blog. So really, really appreciate all you're doing for the city and for the people in Milwaukee. It's really great. So I want to tell you or ask you just to give our listeners a little bit about where they can find the blog and how they can interact with you. I mean, I know I've given the blog website a couple times, but, you know, people love to interact. I mean, I think that's part of the media thing out there is to interact with blogs, interact with podcasts, things like that. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere online, you can find my blog. On Google, just Google Faith, Hope, Love with John Bender. It popped right up. But otherwise, the URL is the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com. But you can also interact with me. I'm active on Twitter. My handle is @JohnnyBMKE. I'm always eager and interested to engage with readers and just other Catholics in the Milwaukee area and have conversation with them about different topics as well. So those are just a couple of ways you can interact with me. And I hope you do. I'm excited to talk with anyone, any reader or listener to your show. I appreciate you having me on. Like I said, I'm a big fan. See great things for you and your ministry. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, John. It's a pleasure to have you on, too. I always love getting to talk to people in the Milwaukee area, my home area. It's a wonderful thing. And certainly support the blog, folks. The blog, again, is the Faith, Hope, and Love blog, .blogspot.com. Or as John said, just go ahead and Google the Faith, Hope, and Love blog with John Bender. John, before I let you go real quick, I'm excited about the Milwaukee area. The one sports team that I root for in the Milwaukee area is the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm born in Philadelphia, so I root for everybody else, but the Milwaukee Bucks are close to my heart because I started watching the NBA when I moved out here to Milwaukee. So, what do you think about the Bucks? Do you think they're going to leading the charge through the rest of this this year and make the NBA Finals this year?
Oh, absolutely. You're jumping on the train right at the right time when there's good basketball being played here in the city. I grew up as a Bucks fan, but I've endured a ton of bad seasons and lost seasons and things of that nature. So you're jumping on the train at the right time. We're on fire right now. I know with a lot of other people that things have never been better for the Bucks organization. I'm a huge fan, a lifelong fan. But this is the first time. I know last year I thought they were going to go all the way. This year, I think that's an even greater possibility. You have the MVP, you have a great supporting cast. And the East is a lot weaker now. So I think that we have a great shot. Hope we can capitalize on it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So he really is got his finger on the pulse of Milwaukee, folks. So just want to make sure that you go to the blog once again, the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com. Thanks so much again, John. Really appreciate all your time, and look forward to having you back on. We'll discuss more. We'll discuss the Bucks championship after they win it here this year. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thanks, Phil.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.